For the Yupik and Inupiat people of Alaska, a spelling bee is more than a friendly competition. As Alaska Public Media's Katie Anastas reports, spelling bees are a way for kids to connect to their culture and to make sure native languages live on.
At this year's Yupik and Inupiat spelling bees, 16 students from all over Alaska took the stage. Frida Dan organized the Yupik competition. She also served as a judge who read aloud the words and gave students the definition.
Goga. He is sweeping it. He is sweeping it.
Goga. K-A-G-I-A. Goga.
That's Megan Carl getting it right. Dan says the spelling bee lets students read and write in a language they might only speak or hear spoken by elders.
This might be the only time they'll ever get to learn how to spell. Maybe afterward, it never happens ever again. So this is a really big opportunity.
Dan set up the first Yupik spelling bee 10 years ago. She came up with a list of words and created study guides for coaches and students around the state.
Feels like they're reaching for this. They're reaching to have this. They take it upon themselves to do this. And that's what keeps me going year after year is feeling the enthusiasm of the spellers.
More recently, she worked with volunteers to set up an Inupiat spelling bee. Spectators weren't allowed at last year's competition because of COVID, and only one school signed up to participate in the Inupiat bee last year. But for Dan, that was okay.
The pandemic made me realize that it was really okay just to have one school in because their effort was so inspiring and they were so brave.
The winner of this year's Yupik competition was 7th grader Elena Canoe.
I'm a bit shocked, and I was just a little bit scared, but mostly confident.
There was one word she found really difficult to spell.
Juqiq.
It means sock, and it's spelled C-U-U-K-I-I-Q.
I just forgot one U.
The Inupiat Spelling Bee winner was 5th grader Caitlin Alston. Suzuk Mary Huntington coordinated that competition. She says promoting literacy in native languages is vital.
Almost any place in our language learning journey of second language learners of our heritage languages have so many structures built in that shut us down and make us feel inferior and incapable.
The spelling bee, she says, is a place where students can make mistakes, ask questions, and take pride in their culture.
Any opportunity to eliminate the judgment and the inadequacy factors, they're not just helpful. They're 100% needed.
This year's participants are part of a new generation, making sure the sounds of Yupik and Inupiat don't fade away. For NPR News, I'm Katie Anastas in Anchorage.